Om Shanti. Daddy Gulzar is with us today. It will be a lovely experience meeting Daddy Gulzar today and Bap Dada tomorrow.
Om Shanti. Abhi abhi hum sabne.
So just now, we all heard the song, the words of the song were that my heart's thought is just this, Baba. We have to become like you. And so all of our minds say, the sounds of our mind is that we have to become like Baba. And so this is what's the wish in everybody's heart and thought. A wish and a thought in everybody's heart to become like Baba, Bab Saman. And so to become like Baba, if you don't become like Baba, then you can't become an angel or a deity. And this is the reason why at the confluence age, we have to become like Baba. And so to become like Baba,
जो शिव बाबा ने ब्रह्मा बाबा द्वारा
And so the versions spoken by Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba
हम सब बच्चों के प्रति
towards us children and the last words that he spoke were three words. I'm sure you all remember those three words on 18th of January and so the evening Murli through the corporeal Brahma, the three words that were spoken. And if we were to imbibe those three words in our lives, if we paid attention towards those three words, then I feel that within these three words, to become Bab Saman, to become like the Father, is very easy. And to the words in Baba's corporeal Baba's last Murli, to be incorporeal, viceless, and what's the third one? Egoless. So egoless, viceless, and incorporeal. So we all want to become like Baba, like the Father. And so within the to become like the Father, it's Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And so that word incorporeal in Hindi, nirakari. And so I was thinking, so Shiv Baba is incorporeal. And we are corporeal. And so that stage that Baba says, that incorporeal stage, Baba says, become incorporeal. How can we become like that? Once Baba clarified and gave an easy method for this. If you want to reach that incorporeal stage, if you have that intense, deep love for it, that love that I have to become that which Baba wants me to become, then even whilst being in this corporeal body, how can we have that incorporeal stage? And so for that, Baba said, just constantly consider yourself just as you wake up early in the morning for Amrit Vela, then you have a deep, loving chit-chat with Baba, a heart-to-heart conversation. This is a principle, a routine that we've all developed. from Amrit Vela onwards, Baba has said that consider yourself to be an incarnation. So I have incarnated. This is our Brahmin life, so I have incarnated. Our Lokik life is finished. Now this life is a Brahmin life, a new life. And so Brahmin life means a new life. And this is our last birth. And so in this, Baba has pulled our attention to consider ourselves to be incarnations. So I, the soul, have come from the incorporeal world, from the world beyond. I have come into this body to perform actions.
अवतार समझने से
and so अवतार, that Hindi word for incarnation, this is what happens. I begin to realize where I have come from. So incarnation, where have I incarnated from? And within that, I remember my incorporeal world, the world that's beyond this corporeal world. And so I, the incorporeal soul, have entered this corporeal body. And so I'll remember that incorporeal home and that my incorporeal stage. Why? Because the soul is incorporeal. Okay, I'm not the supreme soul, but the soul is also incorporeal. So when I begin to consider myself as an incarnation, then I, the soul, where have I incarnated from? And why have I come here? And so all those great souls, those incarnated souls which have come, they come here to do a special, a great task. Souls incarnate to perform a great task. They call themselves messengers, these incarnated great souls. So I too have come, I the soul too have come from the incorporeal world in this corporeal Brahmin body. And so I'm a Brahmin, I'm the child of Brahma, and when we write an address we always say BK so and so. And so BK so and so means that this is my spiritual life, and this spiritual life took place through Brahma Baba, and that's why we write BK so and so. So if I consider myself to be an incorporeal soul and I have incarnated to perform a task, what task am I going to perform? And so Baba has told us our Brahmin occupation. Our occupation is one. All of our occupation is one. We don't have different occupations, right? We all have one occupation. So what is our occupation, Daddy is asking? To transform the world. We are the world benefactors. This is our occupation. If anyone is to ask us, hey Brahma Kumaris, oh Brahma Kumaris, what is your occupation? So what will you say? You will say this, won't you, that you are world benefactors. So our occupation, so we have incarnated as from being an incorporeal soul into a corporeal body, and so we have come here to perform our occupation, to benefit the world. And so when we call ourselves world benefactors, we are. It's not just that we say it for the sake of saying it. And so world benefactors benefit the world. What benefit? What are you going to transform? What are you going to benefit? So this impure world, you're going to make it into a pure world. You're going to transform iron age into a golden age. This is our occupation.
तो नेचुरल है.
सो दिस बिकम्स नेचुरल.
जब हमको ये समझती रहती है,
व्हेन आई हैव द अवेयरनेस
अवतरित हुई
दैट आई एम एन इनकार्नेटेड सोल,
बाबा ने मुझे भेजा है,
बाबा हैज सेंट मी
इस कर्तव्य करने
फॉर दिस टास्क टू ट्रांसफॉर्म द वर्ल्ड.
जब हमारा लक्ष्य विश्व को
परिवर्तन करना है, व्हेन माय एम इज टू बेनिफिट द वर्ल्ड,
तो नेचुरल है,
देन विदिन अस देयर इज दिस नेचुरल
इस ऑक्यूपेशन के साथ
स्टेज ऑफ रिमेम्बरिंग माय ऑक्यूपेशन. एंड सो आई कैन ओनली परफॉर्म दिस टास्क व्हेन आई चेंज माय सेल्फ, व्हेन देयर इज सेल्फ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन. Without self-transformation, it's not possible to transform the world. So forget about transforming the world. I can't even benefit one soul. Why? Because there's the idea that when there's self-transformation, then that gets influenced onto the benefit I have on others. So Baba says, children do service. When we do service, we're happy, and everybody says, you did very good. So the Brahma Kumaris, the knowledge they give, it's very good. And in their life too, it's very good. And so by saying good, good, then they go away. They make us happy by telling us how good we are. But they themselves don't become good. And so for that, then they make excuses. It's not the right time now. I don't have this, not that. The atmosphere, I don't have that. And so there's many excuses. And they say it's all good, and they go away saying that. But they themselves don't become good. And so what's the reason for that? And so the Baba tells us the reason for this. Baba has told us a very beautiful thing. That at one moment in time, you do one service. But Baba says, at one moment in time, you have to do three service, triple service. But Baba says, you only do a single service or double service. So what's single service? When you sit in remembrance, then there's a feeling of bliss and Baba and me and nobody else. In yoga, that stage of yoga is great. However, when I come into words,
so
when I relate the course, then it's like it's as if like a parrot, I remembered it all, and so it's just parrot fashion that I just repeat everything. So we can all give courses as if it's a common thing. And so we speak through the words. But Baba says at the time of speaking those words, so during the time that you're giving the speech, your mind should also be very powerful. And so that your mind changes their mind. I'm speaking through the mouth. And so as I speak, usually when we speak through the words, then our mind isn't so powerful. Our words are powerful, but not the mind. But when our mind is powerful, then in their words too, it'll come that this is very good, very good. So when your words are powerful, then their words are that it's very good. But their mind doesn't change through our words. And so Baba says, to make your mind powerful. And so Baba says, mind, words, and actions in your relationships, you come into contact. When you give a course, then you come into that contact. There's a relationship. Even whilst giving drishti, or you give them toli, or you get them to sit down, you show them around, you show the center around. A contact gets created. And so even in your actions, I should still have that high, elevated, powerful stage as I do when I am speaking. And so at one moment in time, you have to do triple service together. Then there will be that impression. People will be impressed by this triple service. So when in your actions, when you come into relationships, and then that effect, impact of your actions will be on others. And so we come into words, that's easy. But the other two services, the percentage is low in that. It's not that we're all kind of innocent and like not clever, but we all are clever. But our percentage is high in our words. But in our mind and in our actions, the percentage, the result, isn't high. And so action isn't just physical action, but even when you're giving them drishti through your eyes, that's also an action. And so through your vision, the drishti that you give them, the world will change. So through drishti, the srishti, the world changes. And so at one moment in time, when you don't do this triple service, until then, the result. And so whenever a big daddy sits, whenever she sits with us, she asks us that I have this one thought. When will we become angels? When will we become karmatit? When will Baba be revealed? This is the question daddy always asks us. So Baba has given us the aim that at one moment in time do triple service. So I have a feeling that the percentage, our result in that seems to fluctuate. If we were to create a high elevated result in that incorporeal stage, and we become viceless, it's natural, isn't it? And then egoless, that's, you automatically become egoless. When you do service, when servers do service, there's that state of egolessness.
And so
what Baba told us in that final stage, it was as if Baba gave us this great mantra through corporeal Brahma. And so even these three words, if we were to bring these three words into our practical life, what would happen? I understand that we have attention on ourselves to become that, but when we become busy in service or in any task, any action, then the impact of that service or that task, you come into action, contact, connection, so you're active, you start, there's the movement. And so within that movement, what happens is that your attention goes towards that movement, into those things, into that situation. And so the mind, there's a sort of that percentage reduces in keeping our mind powerful. And so we have to create this balance in our mind, in our words, in our actions. Balance in all three. So when we have this balance, then Baba says, when there is balance, there is always blessings. I give blessings when there is balance. So if you want to take blessings from Baba in whatever service you do, so according to our effort, we do whatever we can. But to have Baba's blessings in every task we do, then we have to create a balance in these three stages. It's through this balance that we're going to accumulate blessings. And so with blessings, what can you not do? The world says that if God wants, God can do anything. What can God not do? They say God can make somebody dead alive, but we understand that when we die from Maya, then Baba can make us alive. Baba can give us life. It's different. If you're physically dead, then Baba can bring life into us. But if you become dead from Maya, then Baba can make us spiritually alive. And so we need to give attention to ourselves. things, circumstances, situations will come. Baba has said, these circumstances, situations, these will increase as time goes on. They will not reduce. We feel that as we move forward, we'll have disinterest, there'll be that fluctuation, but as we move forward, the circumstances will become less. But no, it's not that the circumstances will be the same. They'll come in different forms as time moves on. Until the last moment, we'll have that final paper. And so the previous, it's like, you know, at the end of the year, you have a final paper. It's not that you have a paper every 3 months, 6 months, and not at the end. There's always, no matter, even if you're doing papers midterm, you still have to do them final at the end of the year. And so consider situations, circumstances that we have to pass them in terms of move forward. Baba said to us, very beautiful, that these are side scenes. You're on a journey. On a journey, there's always sightseeings, sightseeings. And so look, I go from Gyan Sarovar to Pandav Bhavan. There'll be lots of sightseeings. There'll be dirty water, gutters. There'll be beautiful scenes of the mountains, greenery, lush. There's lots of different scenes. Even if you were to go from here to your room, you'll see lots of beautiful scenes. There'll be lots to see. So sight scenes. If we are to reach our destination, to become complete, to become like the Father, on that journey, sightseeings will come. Baba has given us a wonderful word. Don't consider storms to be tufan. Tufan is storms. Consider storms, obstacles to be tofa, a gift. And so if you consider obstacles to be gifts, then you'll have lots of fun. So don't see them as storms, but as gifts. Because every scene that comes in front of us comes to teach us a lesson. So, okay, let's, for example, somebody insults us. Usually, it's usually this that affects us the most. Nothing happened, but people start. It's not that I made a mistake, but the other person, there's been a misunderstanding and they think I've been wrong. And they want me to sort of say that I'm wrong. And they're saying, you are wrong, but I know that I haven't done anything wrong. And you know, that's where our difficulty is, that why is that person lying? Why is there this misunderstanding? This is what creates a lot of conflict in gathering. Daddy feels that this is the thing that we usually have to face. And so what does Baba say? Those who defame you, give them a hug. In Hindi words, glani is defaming, gale lagao, which means to hug them. And so accept those who insult you. And so corporeal Brahma Baba's story. In Calcutta, there was a newspaper, a daily newspaper. Daddy doesn't remember the name. It was called Vishwamitra, which means worldly friend. Vishwamitra means the friend of the world. In that, Baba's past life, Sakar Baba's life that they said that he was. Baba was a jeweler, but they said that he repaired cycles, that he was a cycle, that he had the business of cycle. That's what they wrote about Sakar Baba. And Nirmal Shanta Dadi used to live in Calcutta. Nirmal Shanta Dadi is Brahma Baba's corporeal daughter. And so she felt, she had this thought that I am Baba's Lokik daughter. I saw Baba. And so she wrote a letter to Baba. Look, Baba, I'm going to do a case on this. I'm going to file a case on this newspaper. Baba gave a reply. Baba said to her, daughter,
तुम ये तो सोचो बाबा
जो है, think that whatever Baba is,
उपकारी पर भी उपकार करने वाला
है. Even Baba will give love, he will uplift those who defame me. That child is my child too. So can the father file a case on his child? Is this a law? And so Baba will never say that file a case on this one. And so whoever insults us, that's our friend. That was the reply that Baba gave. And so she wouldn't do anything without direction, so she never filed the case. So just think, if such situations were to come in front of us, these misunderstandings, people swearing at us, defaming us, insulting us, and it's being spread around at that time. If we were to learn our lessons from that, then our stage is high, isn't it? Elevated. And so at that time, what do I need? I need the power of tolerance.
If I
have this feeling that, okay, this is a paper to test my tolerance, don't take the insult in your heart. If you start to remember what they're saying, then you'll start getting angry, a little angry, it'll disrupt you. And so if you think that this is a paper to test my tolerance, and so I have to use tolerance at that moment in time. And so the virtue of tolerance, if I remember that, then there will be a difference. And the whole paper will become light. You know, the situation becomes light. Okay, the situation is big, but the method to make a heavy situation into a light situation, that this is a paper to test my tolerance. I have to pass the paper, and then I won't get angry towards somebody else. I won't fluctuate myself. When we think there's a misunderstanding, then we become angry because you want to prove yourself that you're right. You don't want to do anything else, but you want to prove that I haven't made a mistake. That you have to prove that I'm right, you're wrong. However, the person who's wrong will never consider themselves to be wrong, because at that moment he's under the influence of that scene, that situation. And so Baba says, those obstacles, those storms, that tofan, Hindi word, consider it to be a gift, a tofa. Okay, Daddy's saying that I can say this, but I know that practically it is difficult. And so if at any time this paper comes, I should remember this. And so if we get a little angry, then we remember a little later on that we should be tolerant. However, it's like what we've done is, if we reacted, then on that white sheet of paper, there's a trace, that stain, even speck of that darkness. And that is why Baba says that don't become afraid of situations. Daddy Janki also said that out of all the eight powers, the number one power is the power of tolerance. Those who have the power of tolerance, they won't fluctuate. It's like, you know, when something's boiling, you don't boil. You won't move. Through that tolerance, you'll be able to make a judgment, make a decision. Otherwise, you can't make decisions when there's not that state of calmness inside. And so tolerance gives you calmness, which allows you to make decisions. And so first, situations will come. Secondly, in this Brahmin family, the majority, the paper that we face is that this one has been in Gyan for so many years, and even then, look how they're behaving. Look at me. Oh, then I can't do anything. We become disheartened. This one does this, that one does that. Look, there, this can't happen in Gyan, in knowledge, those who are following this path. And so we feel, when we, especially when we come into service, that gathering, that togetherness, everybody's sanskaras are different. Of course they're going to be different. Others say that, look at this one sanskara, it's still like that. I'll give you an example. You don't forget examples. I remember the stories. Once what happened was, we were living in Pakistan. So Daddy Nirmal Shanta, her duty was, all the buses and the cars, to repair the transport. We all had actually buses and cars there. And so, you know how if you go under, on a mobile, you kind of, you go under the car and your dress becomes dirty. So just like in the garage when they go under the car. She was in charge. She didn't used to go under the car. She used to make other sisters do it, but she was in charge. And so once what happened was, Daddy Nirmal Shanta told Baba, Brahma Baba.
So,
even when Baba was there, there was lots of variety. Some were Maharajis, some were horse riders, some were infantry, you know, in terms of different levels. And so when people became tired, she got tired because the work involved physical work. So Baba said with a lot of love, child, have you become tired? You've done a lot of service. She felt that, Baba, you have given us the work. And those who, the horse riders, they all sleep all day long. And for us, you tell us that do the work. Why have you done this, Baba? Because she was tired, you know, so she reacted a little. Baba said, child, there's a deep secret in this. And she said, Baba, what's the secret? They're sleeping and I have to do the work. What can be the secret in that? And so Baba said, child, no, there's a deep secret in this. What's the secret? Baba says, look.
And so
people don't have the knowledge yet. There isn't that dharana, the inculcation and knowledge yet. Because of there isn't that knowledge of karmic accounts yet. And that's why they're sleeping. And so, you know, and so they're becoming your free servants. Like in cheap, you're creating servants. Baba said, she said, huh? What do you mean, Baba? And so Baba is saying, look, in this life, they're sleeping and you're working.
And so for
21 births, they will be your servants. And so they will be your easy servants. No, you've got the servants easily. They rested for one life. And then for 21 births, they'll have to do service. That's an easy bargain, isn't it? And so an easy bargain to gain servants. So, child, don't think. These are, you know, you're getting these servants in an easy, cheap bargain. And so she got happy that Baba, they'll work for me. And so she got happy. Her tiredness got removed. And so Baba used to use such words like that, that you didn't become disheartened or heavy, that you become, you know, filled with zeal and enthusiasm. And so she'll do service with zeal and enthusiasm. And so that's why Baba told her that. The child, don't think about it. It's karmic accounts are, you know, created. They're there. What will they do for 21 births? They'll serve you. Let them rest for now. Don't get your head into it. And so Baba made her laugh. And so he, you know, the whole situation got resolved. And so in this gathering, don't think, why does this happen? Why does that happen? But once Baba had said in a murli, just like herbalists, their medicine, the illness, it's like before the illness goes away, it erupts, it comes out, and then it finishes. And so you probably see that the bulb, when it's about to go off, it becomes really bright, and we become really happy that, oh, look at the bulb, the light, that it's really bright. But then actually it's on its way out, it's going to get extinguished. And so sometimes the sign, and the sign that it all comes out, you know, it erupts, the illness. And so Baba had said that before it didn't happen, but why is this happening right now? Look at this one, look at that one. This happens, that happens. And so instead of thinking positive thoughts about the self, we start thinking about others. We start looking at other people. And so the Hindi word is par darshan. Instead of svar darshan, we get involved in par darshan, which is looking at other people instead of thinking about the self. And so then what we do is we follow other people's path. Par mat is following other people's path. You know, when you look at others, you start following them. And so then you start thinking about that. And so pardarshan, parmat, parchintan. And so these three things, cut them away. Looking at other people, following other people, and thinking about other people. Finish the three. Just have one, par upkar, which means upliftment for all. Then your all the three, thinking about other people, following other people, looking at other people. When you finish that, just remember to give benefit to all, par upkar, to uplift all. When you become those who uplift everyone, then the other three, which, you know, they become an obstacle because they sort of disrupt you, they work against you. And so what do we want? We want to become like Baba, Bab Saman. So we have to let go of all of these things. So situations, that's when the situations arise, when we start looking at other people, thinking about other people, following other people. And so when somebody says, you know, you don't know what it's like, this is how it's like. And so we start thinking about that situation. And so when we start looking at others, then we lose sight of what we have to do. So Baba says, see, what do you have to see? See the father, see the mother. When it comes to seeing, if you want to see, then see the father and the mother. And if you want to work with, if you want to look at each other with love, then look at each other. I mean, if you want to look at each other, then look at each other with love, with their specialities. The idea is not to become distant from the family. No, that's not right either. But look at their specialities, then you'll have love. Shanti.
And
so in essence, the main thing is that we have to look at ourselves.
Baba ko aur apne.
Look at Baba and look at the self. The main thing is that the thing that deceives us is the mind. The mind is the biggest deceptor.
Agar hum man ko busy rakhe na,
the deceiver. And so if you keep my mind busy, then there will be nothing that will fluctuate inside. Nothing will allow me to fluctuate if I keep the mind busy. And so these days Baba says that the maya comes in waste thoughts and secondly in negative thinking. And so these negative and waste thoughts, they happen in the mind. And so if I keep the mind busy, if I have that total control over the mind, then there's no question of obstacles. And this is the reason why there's a song. If you become victorious over the mind, then you gain victory over the world. So the mind is the main thing. To keep the mind busy,
हरेक अपनी अपनी दिनचर्या अनुसार
क्रिएट टाइम टेबल
को बिजी रखो
सो अकॉर्डिंग टू योर टाइम टेबल कीप योर माइंड बिजी
दूसरा कोई आपके मन का टाइम टेबल नहीं बना सकता
एंड देन नोबडी एल्स कैन क्रिएट अ टाइम टेबल फॉर योर माइंड
टेबल
Time table for your actions, your daily time table. That's a routine, and sometimes you don't have influence over it. But the timetable of the mind, that only you can make, only you can create. And so Baba once said, look at the VIPs.
एक एक मिनट का
प्रोग्राम एवरी सेकंड इज सेट द टाइम टेबल फॉर एवरी सेकंड इज सेट आफ्टर दिस आफ्टर 5 मिनट्स दिस 10 15 दिस विल हैपन एंड सो
तो आप तो वीआईपी है
देयर वीआईपीस एंड यू आर वीवीवीआईपीस हाउ मेनी वीज यू वांट टू ऐड ऑन टू And so your timetable should just be
set होना चाहिए
set
और उसके लिए बाबा ने
and
मन
so for that,
को
बिजी
रखने
said, के लिए mind, to keep the mind busy,
अच्छा साधन बताया
Baba has given us a very good method, Mansa Seva, service through the mind.
Mansa
Seva,
की जिम्मेवारी हमको
the responsibility,
याद
if I remember to serve through the mind,
सेवा करने के
it's something that to serve through the mind, maybe I have to sit in yoga separately when I'm not doing actions. Actually, no. Whilst you're walking, moving along, you can serve through the mind.
How?
Just think how many of your tasks, jobs,
काम भी कर रहे हैं
where you're working,
लेकिन मन हमारा
but your mind is free it's kind of stumbling around in the four corners
जैसे खाना बना रहे हैं
roaming around okay you're cooking
कपड़े धुलाई कर रहे
you're washing the clothes
अभी सारा टाइम कपड़े में ही ध्यान होता है
is your attention all the time in the clothes or is your mind wandering around elsewhere
तो मन यहां वहां चक्कर लगाए
and so when if the mind is wandering here and there instead if you kept it busy in service through the mind then you earn an income
ऐसा कोई नहीं कह सकता है
and so nobody can say
I
need time for mansa seva I don't get time to do mansa seva nobody can make an excuse to do mansa seva service through the mind It's not a question of time. Daddy has said before that Baba had said that make time your boss. Sorry, I think time box. Yeah, sorry. So whatever time you get, then do service through the mind, mansa seva. And then what will happen is that 15 minutes, 10 minutes, it'll get accumulated in the box. So time box. And so at the end of the day, the 10 minutes, 15 minutes, when we add them all on, then the total, all those total moments will add into 1 hour. Then you'll be so happy. Gosh, 1 hour I spent today. Today I did 3 hours mansa seva and 2 hours mansa seva.
दूसरे दिन उमंग आता
है सेकंड डे यू हैव दैट एंथुसियाज्म दैट
कल मैं 3
टुडे आई डिड 2 आवर्स टुमारो आई डिड आई एम गोइंग टू डू 3 आवर्स
देयर
इज एन एंथुसियाज्म इन द माइंड
मनसा सेवा से देखो बहुत
फायदे सो थ्रू सर्विस थ्रू द माइंड देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ दिस मेनी बेनिफिट्स व्हाई वन नेचुरल योगा
लेकर के देना
बिकॉज़ यू विल टेक पावर And you'll give that power. So you, that's yoga, isn't it? You're taking power from Baba, and only it's through that power can you give to others. And so there's yoga, there's service. You become destroyers of obstacles. Because if the mind is busy, because obstacles come into the mind. Maya comes into the mind. And so if you're busy, Maya, can she come?
Baba ne nahi kaha.
Baba had said that sometimes there's a little rat and to remove the rat you get the mouse and to get rid of the no sorry the cat to remove the cat then you get the dog in and so to remove one you know there's always somebody in and so to become a destroyer of obstacles
अच्छी बात है ना, एक ही समय पर अगर फायदे है हमारे सब
so
योग धारणा तो
जस्ट थ्रू मंथ्स ऑफ सेवा सो मेनी बेनिफिट्स धारणा योग सेवा इन सर्विस यू गिविंग पावर्स you're giving the power to others and you can only do that if when you have dharana inculcation and so you do the all the four subjects through one mansa seva four subjects and so for this you need to keep attention on yourself you can't waste time in that then and then it's as if the you know you don't have time to waste so if you start to save time and use it for mansa seva
automatically bab saman ho jayenge yani vighn vinashak ho jayenge na
vighn you become destroyers of obstacles
automatically achhi avastha hongi
then your stage will be great automatically by doing service there's one benefit that you get a lot of blessings
aapko anubhav hoga
you probably have this experience
jigyasu ko aapne sandesh
diya that you know you give a message to somebody who's interested
didi ji
then they will come in front of you and say
maine isko sandesh diya bahut acha jigyasu
hai okay I get it okay so what daddy is saying is then you when you give when you give the message to somebody else then you go to daddy and or the didis and say that look I give this message to this person and you get all excited
पवित्रता की अंजली
देंगे and so what you're doing is you're giving them then the drop of peace happiness power and so if you give them through mansa seva when you give them the drop of peace happiness and power maybe you don't know it's like in the service to the mind it's unlimited maybe you don't know who you're giving it to but wherever it reaches you get the return the blessings
mansa seva ke
hai so many benefits through the service of the mind. So the chart for Mansa Seva, everybody has to keep that chart and to keep your mind busy in this. When the mind is busy in this, look, when you're busy in something, then your stage, it's like you're busy in service, you're busy in a task, your stage is quite good because you're also then receiving blessings at that moment because you're busy Maya doesn't come when you come here there's an atmosphere here in Madhuban and so Maya probably comes less and maybe Maya comes I don't know but however in Madhuban Maya comes less does Maya come less in Madhuban or yeah but that is asking a question why does Maya come less in Madhuban because the attention is on the self
attention bhi hai
you have the attention on the self
natural hai vayumandal ki bhi madad
also the help of the atmosphere is very natural
agar aap bhi jaati hai to yahan dekho
and so even when maya does come you look at each other and oh look what's wrong with you others will say what's wrong with you
maya jaati hai to maya khatam bhi ho jati hai
and so even when sometimes maya comes in why and what but however when somebody says why what's wrong with you that can also help you to get out of maya so what do I have to do I shouldn't come into the influence when I'm outside you can be influenced by the good atmosphere but you can also be influenced by bad company bad atmosphere however you shouldn't allow yourself to be influenced by bad atmosphere Baba used to give us an example a very little one a light one you know how you get an urn of water it's made of clay if you put oil in that clay and then if you were to put water in that it's like the water can't stay in there because it becomes oily and sticky greasy and it's not water anymore
vayumandal ko parivartan karne
wale so it's like you create a filtering mechanism so that you don't allow the outside influence to come into your own internal urn and so it's like when you keep yourself busy then this world transformation you are the ones who are going to benefit the world so you yourselves cannot come under the influence of others some say my stage is good but you know the atmosphere is like this and so I get influenced by that however the influence of the atmosphere should not and cannot come on ourselves remember at that time what is my occupation I am the one who is going to benefit the world I am a world benefactor I'm a world transformer. If there's a doctor who, a TB doctor, and so if he's treating a TB patient and if he gets TB, then you would say, are you a doctor or what? And so if you're a world transformer, then you cannot come under the influence of the bad atmosphere, negative atmosphere. We are the transformers. Is that okay? And so to become Bab Saman, like the Father, revise these three words, Baba's three words, Baba's last murli. And through that we can become Bab Saman, like the Father. Is that okay? Okay, everyone? Okay, Om Shanti.